from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am here to say, after a long courtship, a few lovely dates, and a really transcendent weekend, I'm ready to move from the flirtation stage to the commitment stage. And I am picking the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams to win the NFC and to be a rookie quarterback representative in the Super Bowl.
And then he picks him to lose to the Chiefs, right?
There's no way. Gotta be.
Nick Wright on the Bears, who will be in town on Saturday, 1 o'clock. Jeremy and Joe from St. John Fisher.
The Bears in the Super Bowl. Well, let me. Can you picture anyone in the NFC other than the Niners in the Super Bowl? Like, can you imagine it in your head?
Definitely.
Or would it look weird for almost anybody else?
I can absolutely picture the Lions. I could picture the Cowboys. I could picture the...
See, the Cowboys, I feel like logically I could see that, but like my brain won't let me picture Dallas in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Because, one, I didn't see them in the Super Bowl in the 90s, and two, they've never been close in my lifetime.
I could picture the Packers.
Okay.
I could picture...
Yep.
I already said the Lions. Lions, Packers, Falcons. I'm kidding.
The Falcons.
My Falcons.
I bet the Falcons, though, have better odds than the Bears do.
Maybe.
Wouldn't you guess?
They might have
two home playoff games.
How crazy would it be for the Bears?
It'd be pretty.
We've seen quarterbacks show up and be great. It has happened.
Yeah,
it has happened where a quarterback shows up and is like, he's great.
Let me ask.
Last year, C.J. Stroud.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
I mean, the Texans didn't make the Super Bowl, but we saw a year of him, and it's just like, okay, that guy's great.
Jordan Love
had 8 great games.
Yeah. If I told you Caleb Williams this season will be as good as C.J. Stroud was last year, could they make the Super Bowl?
Yes. They could. Right? Is that nuts? They could if he's that good. They've got the weapons. They have good players. They've added – I mean, the Bears have high-level players at all levels. I mean, say what you will about Tremaine Edmonds, but they've got good players in the secondary. They've done a lot in free agency. That's a full rebuild that – finished again. They used the first pick that was somebody else's pick. That's a little different than how it normally goes.
Right.
So you have less ground to go. Their pick was the 9th pick. They had somebody else's number one overall. So I mean, I'm not here telling you they're going to make the Super Bowl, but I am very interested to see how good they are, to see how good Caleb Williams is. Of all the preseason opponents you could possibly see, I would probably draft the Bears first.
I would. They have the 8th best odds to win the NFC. Tied for 7th with the Rams. You name the teams. Niners, Lions, Eagles, Packers, Cowboys, Falcons. They have the best six.
Okay.
So what, you can imagine six teams? Five teams realistically could make the NFC or could win the NFC?
Sure.
How many in the AFC?
AFC, it is Kansas City, Baltimore, Houston, sure, Buffalo, right? I'm going to say the Bills.
Yep. Bills have the third best Super Bowl odds, so. Wait a minute. I thought that was.
This is where I'm supposed to say Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. They have the same odds as the Bills.
Okay. That's five.
Yep.
The Jets, six.
Okay. Dolphins?
I don't want to say the Dolphins.
Browns? No.
I don't want to say the Browns.
The Jags. This was once a Jag show.
Get the Jags out of here. No.
The Chargers?
No.
All right, so about the same?
Yeah.
Is that because you think they're just as strong, or because, like, wasn't last year the storyline of the season, man, look how much better the AFC is than the NFC? And maybe that got proven right. But I don't know. I'm not hearing the same thing this year. I'm not hearing, wow, look how much better the AFC is than the NFC.
I think that comes down to a couple things. One, the AFC, some of those teams disappointed. Like Jacksonville disappointed. The Chargers were supposed – they disappointed in a very big way.
The Jets
were not a factor.
Yeah.
And in the NFC, you had the Packers and the Lions immediately launch into these look like legitimately good teams going forward.
And they weren't a year ago.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the Lions were looking to take a step.
Yeah.
And they did. And the Packers, of course, like Jordan Love, like that's a big deal.
Also, the Rams are one of these teams. Actually, they have the same odds as the Bears. Weren't they kind of a – like, what was their win total a year ago? Like, 7.5? Weren't teams thinking the Rams were, like, kind of, they were done and maybe they were going to miss the playoffs again, and they kind of reasserted themselves as, no, like, we're still here. Like, we might not be juggernaut like we were 4 years ago, 3 years ago, but we're still here. We still got a good quarterback. We still got Sean McVay. We got two good receivers. They struck gold with their fifth-round rookie having 1,500 yards through the air. But that's probably a factor, too, is that the Rams weren't quite as dead as many people probably thought they were. The NFC South, though, was still trash.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Ian Rappaport is reporting the Saints are hosting free agent safety Justin Simmons for a visit. He's an NFL top 100 player who the Bills have lost a pair of safeties to injury, and we keep wondering, will Justin Simmons be a name that they maybe reach out to? They haven't, of course. They picked up two other guys. But Simmons having a visit with the Saints. You know, as you get to the league and records and who can win what, we got Howard Picks the Bills coming up at 8 o'clock. I got, you know, we get a million emails about, hey, would you like to talk about this? Hey, this and this and this. Gambling odds is something we you know, it's a part of regular sports conversation now. Even if it's not, hey, do the betting, it's just,
hey, look at this. This is cool.
Sure, likelihood,
yeah.
Odds.
Yeah.
And one thing I found interesting was I got an email from whatever that was records through 5 weeks. You could bet every team's record through 5 weeks. Maybe it was 5 weeks because the first bye week is week six. So Everybody's going to play five games. Here are your odds of what your record will be five games in. And just pulling the numbers about the odds, The Bills most likely was 3-2 through 5 weeks. Let me refresh everybody on what the five games are.
Okay.
Because 3-2 isn't impressing anybody too much, but if they were 3-2, Arizona, Miami, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston. They lost to Jacksonville last year. That's
yes,
a team they did lose to.
Yep.
Houston and Baltimore, they're good, right? They're contenders.
Yes.
And Houston's on the road, and Baltimore is also.
They're both on the road. Both on the road. And no, one's a night game. Baltimore Sunday Night Football.
The Bills are on the road in Miami too.
Yep, and that's week
so
two.
So Arizona, short week on the road. Miami, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Houston, and then at the Jets. By the way, you want to go the first six games of the season?
Yeah,
that's a tough start for your easiest game to be Arizona in your first 6 weeks, and I don't think Arizona is going to be a pushover at all.
Mm-hmm.
So. It's a tough stretch for the Bills before they get to Tennessee, Seattle. Then it's Miami again, Indy, Kansas City, San Francisco, the Rams, the Lions. The fact that they don't play the Patriots until December 22nd.
Yeah.
There are two games that we might look at and say, these are the games we would bank on them winning. I mean, there's really not a lot of softness to this schedule this year.
There's, in a pocket, maybe you could make that case, because, like, even, look, 4 through 6, just isolate that window. Like, isolate different windows of the schedule. Weeks 4 through 6, at Baltimore, at Houston, at Jets. Man.
That's nuts.
If the Jets stay healthy and are what we think they are.
Yep.
Who knows? I mean, they could be fighting each other by week 6.
Doesn't that stretch right there, at Baltimore, at Houston, at Jets, isn't that where we decide, or maybe the national media decides, like, are the Bills okay? Have they made it through this transition? You know, we know it's
well, the national media, they'll have seen the Bills 5 times already by week 6.
Yeah.
That's wild, isn't it? The night games that they have early on like that.
Yeah, but Dolphins, Jaguars, Ravens.
Is that the window where we're all going to decide what they are? Weeks 4 through 6, Baltimore, Houston, Jets, all on the road.
It'll be hard not to. And even saying that, last year they were 6-6, and of course ran the table from there to become an 11-6 team.
Right.
But yeah, like trying to figure out what this team is going to be. And how good they're going to be. The tests come early. There's very little ramp-up time. Home against Arizona to start the season. I don't want to say that's any sort of pushover or any sort of warm-up. I'm not trying. But it's
as much of a warm-up as you really have, right?
By rating it against your other opponents, like, that's a team with a lower win total. It's an NFC team.
Yeah.
It's at home. Miami people will be very confident because you're always confident against Miami. But then Jags, Ravens, Texans, Jets.
I'm looking at those first 3 games and then the next 3 games, and I'm really thinking, like, I'm going to want all 3 of those first 3 games. That's going to be tough. Like, they're not the biggest pushovers, but, you know, for how much they've had success against Miami, and then, like, aren't Arizona and Jacksonville kind of similar in that, like, they're probably not the worst. They have really talented quarterbacks. But there's just always something off with Arizona. There's always something that, maybe that's the owner that goes all the way up to him. Jacksonville, there's always something off. For them, maybe it always starts with the GM. I don't know. I'm going to want them to win those first 3 games. Because even, like, you said 3-2 is their most likely record. Like, what's their most likely path to 3-2? Wouldn't it be win the first 3 and then you lose the next 2? Because they're going to be underdogs at both Baltimore and Houston. And they're favored against Arizona. They're favored against Jacksonville. They're probably not favored at Miami, are they? They might be close.
Maybe.
By the lines, I'm just saying, like, their most likely path to 3-2 would be win, 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 loss, loss. And that's not always how it breaks out, and it probably won't break out that way. But I'm thinking I'm going to want them to win those first 3 games and start 3-0, or else I'm going to be really well, if they're 2-1 after the first 3, I'm going to be crossing my fingers going into the next 3 games.
All right, I want you to remind me that I said something. If that all plays out, I want you to remind me that I said this. Of all the years benefit of the doubt isn't exactly what I'm saying here, but of all the years to remember, you're not exactly the same team at the end of the season that you are at the start of the season. All of the changeover here, from coordinators to the center, right, to the receivers, to the safeties, it might be a good year to remember that who you are at the start of the season is not always who you are at the end of the season. And this team might need a little bit of time to find its way. And we don't always like that. But for the last however many years, it's been a ready-made team of veterans. And that's not the case this year.
Yeah.
You have Josh, of course. But after that, I mean, as we lay out their best players, it's Josh and Dawkins. Okay, and Milano's coming back off an injury. He might need a little bit of time. You might love Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop. They might need a little bit of time.
Yeah.
I've got Shakir and Kincaid as my 2 most efficient pass catchers. Okay, that's fine. But for Curtis Samuel, there might be some adjustment to chemistry. For Keon Coleman, we're looking at a rookie to make a big contribution.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to remind myself, like I said, remind me I'm saying this, that 6 weeks in, the story's not written.
Yeah.
Because it might be a little bit of a ramp up.
I got a on that point, a little bit of a sick brain in that yesterday what I did was let's go back and watch some highlights from last season. Again, kind of see what football looks like again. Let me put on Bills Jets from week 1. How dumb was that game, really? I don't need to get into that game. Do you know what the first play on that highlight reel is on YouTube? Like the NFL official Bills Jets highlight reel. This is week one of last year. The first play on that highlight reel is Deontay Hardy lined up in the backfield, and Allen throws it out to him for like 7 yards. That play didn't exist for them at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They started the year like, oh, look at this new Deontay Hardy guy. Let's try him out. Let's try this type of formation. They also changed coordinators. I understand it would absolutely be different if you did that. But, yeah, no, I do agree with that. They just can't. I don't think they can afford, though, with how hard their schedule is, to take a lot of time figuring out who they are. I mean, that's why maybe this camp and preseason will be important for me specifically at receiver, but safety maybe is a good position to look at here too. Figure out what you've got. Figure out who you have, because you, like those first three games, you're going to need to be 2-1, I think, minimum. And those are all three games you could very well lose. None of those are.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
They're complete pushovers.
Yeah.
You don't get a pushover game until I might want to think Seattle ends up being that in week 8. But that, even that's
half, on the road.
Even if I'm right by that, that's on the road, and that's halfway through the season.
It's on the road, one of the toughest places to play.
Yeah.
For, again, young team. Led by Allen, but it's different. It's a different group.
This is why I asked last week, would you take 8-6? Because two of your two easiest games are in your final three.
Yeah, I'd take 8-6.
8-6 with New England, Jets, New England to end.
Sure.
I think
No, I wouldn't take that. Why am I taking that? No.
You would not take it?
No, because would you take... Every time we ask, would you take, you're asking for the floor.
Yes.
And that means I'm accepting that as
you're accepting the floor.
I'm accepting that as the ceiling. It's both. It's a floor. But
right.
Would you take 8-6? Meaning I don't get the potential for 9-5, which I think there's plenty of potential to be 10-4 if they...
But you're eliminating the risk of...
Yeah.
Well, it's the risk.
The risk is...
Could you see them being 6-8 at that point?
Not unless there are really catastrophic problems with the offense.
Okay, so then... Then I think that's why you would say no.
Right. I'm
because you
no.
think 9-5 or even like 10-4 is more likely than what's happening. We're 6-8 with
yeah.
three games to go. And maybe we got to win three and get a ton of help along the way to get in.
Without putting a record on it, what's the best case scenario for this team? I'll fill it in with a sentence. 803-0550. Give us a sentence. Not a record. A sentence. What's the best case scenario for them?
The best-case scenario for them is they are – I think the best-case scenario is they're just as good Does it change, though? Do we think they've always been as good? Like, is it always the same? It's a little different. I kind of want to say, though, they're just as good as they've always been. That's the best-case scenario.
My sentence on that? Joe Brady's a witch.
Joe Brady's a witch.
That's the best-case scenario. He's him. Let's borrow the him stuff. He's it. He's him. He is a architect of an offense where we're like, oh, yeah, you have one of the best. Because we often talk about, hey, with this quarterback, you have a chance. You know where else that seems to be true? If you have the coordinator. Look at who all the good teams are. There is definitely a separation of offensive mastermind have and have nots. The teams we just laid out that could win the Super Bowl, we are listing the great quarterbacks and the great coordinators. You didn't want to rule out the Rams. I've got the Niners there. I've got the Packers there. The whole McVay Shanahan tree. Every piece of it is near the top consistently.
Right.
And if the Bills could couple a guy like that, if Brady's it, someone like that with a quarterback of that caliber, how do you get Mahomes winning three Super Bowls? I've got the quarterback and the offensive witch. That's the recipe to be a Super Bowl team, and we know the Bills have half of it. They've been pretty close on the offensive coordinator side. You know, they've been really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
What if they have the best coordinator they've had for Josh Allen? Isn't that the best case scenario? That this is the best one yet?
Or even as good as Dable? It's hard to get a lot better than that, isn't it? That went pretty well. It's hard to do a lot better than that. Okay. If you had that combo where Brady's got the answers and his plan, because to me, when Dorsey started to get his plan going, didn't it kind of just look off? Wasn't that always the problem? Maybe did it feel like that Dorsey and Allen, I don't have to make it just about those two, but the offense as a whole, it just didn't look like it clicked ever.
It looked like
you were trying to put a square peg in a round hole.
We said every week, why does it look so hard?
Right. So to me, square peg in a round hole, like Brady being like, okay, round peg is back. That would be more what I'm looking for from Joe Brady. And if they got that, it's to me, that kind of goes to my sentence. I think they're just as good as they were before if they get that from Joe Brady.
Joe in Gasport is on the phone. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Thank you for taking my call. As far as best case scenario, I always look to be the most optimistic out there. Best case scenario, obviously, is 17-0. But realistically, I think they're going to be 11-6. And I think a lot is going to depend upon the play calling of Brady and Bobby Babbage. I'll listen to your comments. And, Jeremy, it's been a long time since I talked to you, 20-plus years. Glad you're back. You guys do well, and I appreciate everything you guys do. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Babbage is interesting, too, here. Right? We talked about this with Sal yesterday, and I thought Babbage is going to be the guy calling the plays from the start. Which, last year it was McDermott, and people are pretty locked in on what they think about McDermott. How did McDermott do last year calling the defense? Fine?
Fine, right?
Did you notice, or did you feel some incredible difference from the Leslie Frazier years? I'm sure there were differences,
Not until I would see film guys break down, oh, hey, this is what they're doing a little bit different in, coverages.
Right.
But even that wasn't, it wasn't drastically different. They weren't, they still kind of largely, I think, had the same type of stuff, right? The two high safeties and don't let anything over the top. So.
And then when it comes to play calling, this is going to go for Brady and for Babbage. There's what you want to do and what you can do. You can't always do what you want to do, right? You might want to call certain coverages against Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game, but you can't because of who your linebackers are. You might want to call this potential pass play in the third quarter, but your receivers are Trent Sherfield and Deontay Hardy, and you just can't get separation, can't make a catch, or blah, blah, blah. What you can do and what you want to do aren't always the same thing. Thanks, Joe, for the phone call, 803-0550. 17-0 would be pretty sweet. I mean, come on.
I mean,
although actually, this is a fun question.
Yeah,
you've got plenty of Bills fans that like being under the radar. I want to be under the radar. This is one of those let's get stupid. What percentage of Bills fans would prefer 15-2 to 17-0? Still the one seed.
Yeah.
What percentage would prefer it?
Wouldn't it just make them not winning more torturous?
That's the mindset.
Yeah. I'm in.
Like, I don't want to be 17-0 because then if they lose, it's
right.
more memorable for everybody else.
Right.
Even though the Patriots did it, they were one of the best teams of all time, and they lost in the Super Bowl. You know, we get to dunk on them a little bit for that, but they have all the other Super Bowls to cover for it.
Yes.
If you went 17-0,
it would. Right. That's right. If you were the team that did that and you didn't have one, it would like New England. It doesn't come up probably nearly as much as it should because they have six others, right? If the Bills went 17-0 and then still didn't win. I don't even want to entertain the thought. It would be I don't know how people would react to it. It'd be tough. It would also be fun along the way. It would make the regular season more fun. You'd have to chase.
I am putting up the poll. Given the one seed either way, what would you prefer, 17-0 or 15-2?
I'm very interested to see where this goes.
What's the number going to be?
Yeah.
803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. Bills GM Brandon Bean going to join us in a minute. Would he pick 17-0? Definitely. Again, you put a target on
sure.
your back. People don't like targets on your back.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to talk to the Bills GM coming up in a minute. Chris Brown coming up at 8:30. Carl Jones at 9. Howard picks the Bills at 8. Busy, busy day here from St. John Fisher. Coverage of Bills training camp is brought to you by Admark Construction, the equipment you need when you need it, by Fiegel Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor, when you need to stock up, it's a place to buy a case of what's your outlet, and by your Western New York Ford dealers, and the all-purpose affordable Ford Bronco Sport.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.